Thank you.
So what we may have to do is ones that are distant and cannot come for a viewing, for instance, then we make arrangements to send it out. You can send it back or whatever needs to be done so that he is not just duplicating. And sometimes it's very hard to get access to these tapes. Most of them, however, will have a place you can send away and purchase the tape. If those ones really need the income, I suggest you do that. You know, if it's supporting like Jack McLam's program for police officers, they need that input. If it is just information, there's no reason we cannot share the tape. You return it, and we can share it with someone else, sort of a little Lindley's program. On the other hand, for ones in the community where it's easy enough to get over here, or if you enjoy a drive, it could be set up in advance where on a given Wednesday evening or afternoon or Friday or something, you could gather and again eat your donuts and cake, don't eat anything worthwhile, and enjoy it. Norma thought that was great, and she was all for buying a theater-sized popcorn machine and let's get on with it, sir. Charles and EJ looked at her, and she said, well, never mind. But that's worth a thought, too. But these are things that certainly we're not trying to hog these things. In fact, Norma has cupboards full of things that should be shared, that have been shared with her. But this takes a routing, and sometimes it's just never gotten to you. I've noticed that the music tapes always get heard and this sort of thing. You can only live in so much of this distress. But I believe that this is something that you one should really seriously consider doing, and that's setting aside a day during the week, an evening during the week, regularly, or if something like this comes, if it needs to be spontaneous, whatever you want. But I think that that would be one way to handle this, so that Jack is not just run ragged trying to duplicate.
The point I had for the audience here, I had five of those Brady's Connection books, and among other research, all of the liberators for a couple of years and things like that. If anyone can replace those or has an idea on that, it's useful for my work. Another question is a theme that seems to want to know all about what my girlfriend and I are doing, and the guys are giving us money, etc., and loans. I'm wondering how deeply I want to get involved with that avenue. That's a question.
I hear there's a question, too. There's just a tedious answer. I wouldn't get any more involved than you need to. On the other hand, if there is any portion of your work that can be, quote, shared, let them support it. Sometimes your greatest protection is to allow them, quote. So don't overlook that possibility. And as far as all of the other things that you mentioned, absolutely. I want you to remember something. When I made the cute little statement about bed, borrow, or steal, you don't have to buy. You have to remember something. Those books were out there a long time, and Mr. Green sold a lot of them. There are a lot of them scattered around. And I'm sure that something that valuable can be replaced.
Immediately, there was a nice morning up in my house, and it's all, I saw it in a spiritual way, not to be the victim of the suffering in a certain manner. You know, somebody had to close that damage and that destruction. And if my house could do that, well, I'm grateful we could do it that way. And as a result, I met many people who have closed their hearts open up and they feel sorry for it. And sometimes I think they suffer more about losses of material things than I do, but I did meet some great beings that I think are going to help spread what our message is. But in particular, they're an arson investigator who's very interested in how my particular house went up. if I should be led to share with him more and more, but we are, or is there a danger to me in doing that?
Well, you'll know as you go along a little bit. There's certainly every reason to say, what about this as a possibility? And you can show him the article. You can show him the article right out of the paper, or you can get a copy from out of something else. This has been written up. I try never to give you things that can get you in trouble, where there is confirmation elsewhere. This is the new arson technique, whether it be a building or something like this. This was, as I say, the first time it has been utilized in this manner. And whoever started knew exactly what they were doing. Exactly what they were doing. And as long as you know that, we talk about knowing truth will set you free. No, not really. You have to do something to gain that freedom. But knowing certainly gives you the insight. And if there are mistakes that are being made, you don't usually make them a second time. So let's not be too distressed. And always there is a need. And we always do anything we can to help a brother in need. And that's for you too. So we will help to do whatever we can to resupply you.
Well, I thought with the issues I have and the kind of eyewitnesses, etc., you know, maybe I should get into a situation where I assume county and the inefficiency of the fire department and certain issues that went on. Could get into a lot of publicity, per se. Another person I met as a result of the people that invited me to various functions. I went to Manly Hall's Theosophical Society, met Dr. Obadiah. And, of course, later after I was sharing that with a friend, he told me first that Manly had been murdered. And what I began to realize in the 33rd degree cremation. So there I am right in their backyard. And Obadiah said to me very personally, he wants to see me and to know a lot more. What should I do in that relationship?
Depending on how you feel about him. Understanding that the Theosophical Society is an elite society. It is not necessarily a godly society. It is a spin-off. Krishnamurti came out of the Theosophical Society, and it's a most interesting environment. They make gods. They're god makers. You know, they will take a child and build him into a Krishnamurti, for instance. That does not make the truth any less valuable. Nor does it mean that those ones involved in it even know. So again, let your wisdom be your guide, as long as it is receptive and it is not, you will know. If you check always within, you will know how one's coming on to you. If he is researching you, are searching for what you may have. The greatest gift to God is when one sees truth out of the captured state. It means they're willing and open to listen. They are not dyed hard, don't tell me anything. And when you reach a point where they will not listen to what you have to say, or they put you down, brush you aside, no, I'm not going to listen to that. You can look very carefully at what it is that they're brushing aside, and then you can evaluate that. You can be very judgmental about that attitude. You don't have to judge the man. And you can then discern whether the man can come along and be open to truth. You see, what I enjoy watching is the fact that the ones who claim to be the Word, the teacher, the preacher, the voice, will say, I will not even look at that. It is evil. Now, they've never looked at it. Innately, they know that truth is within it, and that what they are thrusting out of their mouth is not full truth. So it becomes a miserable thing to them. And this will always become apparent. Because I will tell you, God will tell you, Soltec will tell you, and a godly person will tell you, get every bit of information that you can from anyone you can. You do not have to join their ranks. You do not have to be insulting. You do not have to cast out anything except within. And therefore, if you have that openness and you have studied your lessons, as you will have if you have gotten into it as deeply as most of you have, you'll be able to discern that which is unreasonable. Unreasonable in a presentation you would expect from God is usually not true. Look at how what this person is telling you or trying to get you to do impacts that person. What are they getting out of it? You have a whole list of guidelines you can just instantly click off with every topic. And when you know enough and you are strong enough in your own shielding and in your own security, you can inquire into anything and you'll come up with the right answer. It may not mean you know the secrets of all the universe, but you'll certainly be able to evaluate a given discussion. And you don't have to go thrust a paper in someone's face and say, look at this. I know that your officer went over and threw one of these devices into my dwelling and now it's burned up. That's an accusation they will defend to their death. But you can say, ma'am, you know, people saw that house explode. And this matches. What do you think about this? And people heard and saw explosions all over the areas of the fires. It was reported. Could it be this? You don't have to challenge. Usually if you challenge, you're at war. If you question, watch them and listen to their answers. If there is immediate, absolute denial, that couldn't be. You know they're full of it. They're not willing to look at it. That's because they've been told not to look at it. You ones have come far enough along that you should be able to handle almost any situation. And you don't have to worry about being exposed to evil unless you don't keep your shield up. As long as you are uninformed and you're in doubt, then you better keep a distance because you're not going to handle it. And once you say, oh, I can talk to Satan over here, well, you just do that. I can't even receive from Satan. He won't touch me. Well, I want to tell you, Satan's little children are stabbing you, cutting your throat. You will not win. Do not entertain the bastard. You hear me? It doesn't mean you can't talk to the fire marshal. Even if he is a right-hand tool of FEMA. Just don't play games with a guy that comes claiming he's a bright morning star. And a little age won't hurt you, you know. I mean, come on, risk a little. Listen to what they're saying to you. Listen to what they defend. Listen to what they will not look at. there is tremendous truth that comes out of something like the Theosophical Society. Use it. Use it for your own growth. Use it for your confirmations. And even negative input you can use for your confirmation on the other side. And smile to yourself. Listen to them and go your way. You'll be wiser. And read, study, see. I would say experience, except you will take that incorrectly. You do not have to experience the negative things or break the laws of God just to say, well, I had to experience, you told me so. There are some things you better not just go out just to experience. It's a dangerous world.
Recently, I've also met some people who are close to Cosmos in that situation, and I was also aware that the CIA has their own little cover organization called Cosmos.
Is sure
that, are there tricks we can recognize the difference?
Yes, you can basically know. And once again, look at it. They're telling you that there are trillions of dollars, and each one who sends in a claim is going to get millions of dollars back. And just do it this way, and we'll get your claims in early for you, so you're sure to be paid. Your government is totally bankrupt. You are trillions of dollars in debt. Where would that be paid from? Well, maybe you could go borrow it from the World Bank. But does your sense of reason tell you that the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank is going to give it to you citizens? You have to go with the logic and the reason involved. And the CIA certainly does have a lot to do with it. Don't get on that list. Listen to what they offer. Who is benefiting? Who is benefiting by the $300 per claim? It's $1,200 in a family of four, because if you want your son to be able to get also, you've got to have a different claim for him. And where are they going to file it? Are you going to take it down to Mr. Greenspan and say, here, now, give me. Do you think Mr. Greenspan's going to do that? A lot of inquiries are coming back to me right now. Did the Federal Reserve get bought? Did they sell it? Did the Treasury Department buy, literally, the Federal Reserve? Why would they do that? Treasury Department doesn't have any money except what it borrows or steals from you. Why would they bother to buy it? Doesn't matter. They're all in cahoots. Mr. Benson is one of the biggest in the elite committee of 300 branch organizations. He is paid by the International Monetary Fund. Why would the Treasury Department buy the Federal Reserve? They would maybe do some hocus pocus and it may come out and there may be a big international statement that says the Federal Reserve Bank was bought by the Treasury Department, so there'll be no more of this quibbling over privacy versus governmental federal nonsense. And that's all it is nonsense. And that's all Cosmos is. That does not mean that the original Cosmos organization was any part of it. This all grew up out of somebody who had some gold certificates. Do not confuse Cosmos with Treasury Gate. Everybody listening? Treasury Gate is entirely different. On the surface, it sounds the same, and it may work out to be the same. Nobody gets anything after putting something in. But there is a logical reason Treasury Gate could work, because what they're going after in Treasury Gate are commissions earned. And that could be a lot of money, but it does not measure up to what Cosmos is putting out there. Another way you can evaluate is look at the document they send. And why might they send it? It's to sucker you into doing something. And they will misspell very, very important words. Here is where you talk about looking at clues. They will misspell one of the most important men's names. They will misspell something so important and critical to the transaction that you will be stunned. Look at these clues and then try to determine who sent it. What kind of a reputation comes from the ones who send these things around? Because these ones will suck in honorable organizations, because we are all gullible. So always look at it and try to evaluate it objectively and not think, oh, I could just change the world for God if I got that $3 trillion. Yes, you could. But if that's what you depend upon to change the world for God, forget it. Number one, God doesn't need that kind of help. And number two, you will never get it. And if you did get it with that intent, you will not spend it on God. I can guarantee it. So these are the things that you look at. And most especially your own intent and vision when you go into something. Because if it hits, and it is something you can impact and you want it badly enough, you can create it. Don't go with someone else's fantasy or creation. Look at it and see what you can do with it. And you'll do it if you don't lose sight of your goal. You're watching creation take place right in front of you, and most of you miss it.
So there are two Cosmos Seafood?
No, there's only one Cosmos Seafood energy development altogether corporation. And one did spin off of the other, but they thieved it. There is a third one, actually, that is not even attached to the CIA branch. And it is the one where the president and the president's men went in and took over the Cosmos Seafood Marketing Company through subterfuge, through the Secretary of State of Nevada. It is incorporated in Nevada. All of them are. You just have to be careful. They came in with political clout, said this is who they were, merged in, and got the records, and managed to get the name. Keep good records, and then you can go back and challenge them. And when challenged, the misfits had to come forth. It didn't mean they got arrested and sent to prison or anything. It just now confuses the issue. And I might add that the one who owns the gold certificate or is a signator on the gold certificate has got that up for sale for $2 billion. Now this, remember, was worth quintillion, zillion, trillion dollars. Remember all that? Mm-hmm. Going to the highest bidder for $2 billion and still on the market? Come off it. These are your clues. It's illogical. And I don't want to sound like Mr. Spock, but it's totally illogical. Treasury Gate, on the other hand, is not illogical. it just may not be allowed to ever come to fruition. There were genuine transactions where commissions were due. The parties who put these transactions together against these gold certificates, against the political system, or in cahoots with it. There are signed agreements. Saddam Hussein has one. I would guess there's one for Panama, so it probably was Noriega. And these are worth millions of dollars each, and especially if you were going to go with interest. But do you think your government is going to let go of that kind of money? The one problem and one asset that I see is like this. The money had to be for these commissions put into a bank. Unfortunately, guess which banks? BCCI, DNL. So what are the possibilities of recovery? Maybe that money is still in holding. If so, ones attached to Treasury Gate will get something. And if nothing else, maybe through the legal adventures of Treasury Gate, there will be some dirty laundry aired. But, oh, you are in a world of subterfuge and just total charade. They pay off, for instance, ones like Powell, Schwarzkopf, Oliver North. And look at what happens. They get a slap on the wrist, and then they get paid off. Only they can't just pay them off. So what do? They have someone write their autobiography for them, and then they are able to sink a lot of money into those books and cover up the payoff. So you have to really wait for things to unfold. And if there is very much money involved for an action, watch it. See what is gained. What is the reputation of the ones involved? You see, you're going to find some interesting people involved in Cosmos. Not the least of which is one called Der Schaft. Man, he hates me with a passion. It isn't even that he is so evil. He is a blundering idiot. That can be as dangerous to you. He jumps on every bandwagon. He gets involved in let's get Bo Bright selected until Bo Bright sees through him and cans his ass. Throws him out, literally. So he moves on. And now he is involved with the ones collecting $300. With Cosmos. He is the one who gave all of the information and disinformation in the Upstart. In connection with one in Southern California that we'll leave unnamed. He's not so innocent. He just got suckered. And the two of them together really got enthused, and they really had it in, and they literally had a placement with the people from the original place that had access to the gold certificate. Now, why do you think the ones with the gold certificate would back off to $2 billion? Because the other signator is in Russia. And there ain't any money left to go against the gold certificate. So I don't care what it could be worth, it is totally valueless. Because you are now in an elite society of controllers. And all they have to do is declare it worthless. But you know there was value. So there is some reason to look into that one. And the only reason that it is not valid anymore is for the very reason I just told you. They will declare it invalid. But you see, the ones from the Ukraine, where this other signator happens to be, went to England about a year and a half ago and presented a gold certificate and demanded payment. And it threw the British government into panic. The banks closed immediately, as did the stock market. It was a massive gold certificate, having collected interest, I believe, from 1827. There would be no bank in the world that could back it in solid currency. They would no longer be able to collect that much gold. And they got it all. Well, no, they don't have it all. But they sure do have their hands on most of it. More. I have a tendency to kill a subject. Any more questions?
One more issue. I was dealing with a alleged contract for supplying some diesel fuel, and the people I met as I got into the conversation, I was aware that one of them was current or former KGB, and maybe I shared with him more of myself and what I'm doing in my heart than I should have. So then when the house burned, I thought, well, God had to burn that to teach me a lesson, because maybe I was becoming dangerous to the mission. And I just wanted a comment from Hakan on that point.
God does not teach those kinds of lessons, son. God would never bring pain. No.
When you see my friend Sananda Kasumi, Merlin, Lord Nag, I express our deep-felt gratitude for how much they care about us here. Would you do that?
No, but you just did. Why would I do the work for you? We honor that. And we thank you for that. There's so few of you, really. There's so many of you, and yet so few of you. And it's not going to be easy. And yet, in your own joy of being able to participate, you will not see the dis-ease in it. And our hope would be that you would never have to beyond these particular things that happen. And in each of these things that happen, please, as in this instance, always search for the positive aspect. Not just say, oh, it was a lesson. Yes, every breath is a lesson. Every breath is a lesson and a choice. But to not allow yourselves to be pulled down by these things. Always balance it off with these are material physical things, and in the end they're but an illusion. You can recreate better than you have. It may not be the same, and it may not be in the same way, but I will guarantee you it will have more value. And nobody is given to see too quickly. Beware the psychics who tell you they see it all. You will get glimpses of it all. You will even have psychic capabilities of reading another's aura, or reading, or knowing. Those are the gifts and the tools to help you. And sometimes that word that comes from that true psychic loving person will be that which will get you through for a little while longer. The goal out here, the carrot, so that you don't quit. On the other hand, just to go to the fortune tellers to see what other property and physical things you can gather or might have to forfeit, or, you know, watch it, you may get hit. That is part of living in this experience. Always remembering that you manifested this, you can manifest better. And in the end, we will manifest God and heaven. and I don't quit. I win. So, hear me. If you want to go with me, I walk with a winning team. And that means that you're going to, as a team player, get hit as often as they can hit you. And just hold it in your heart. You will not experience more than you can handle, even if it seems like it at the moment. That does not mean the way will either be easy, be strewn with rose petals instead of some thorns on those roses. But a true rose does have thorns. And to get rid of those thorns, you have to hybridize. And in doing that, you lose the fragrance. So we must deal with what is dished out to us and learn to control it. That's where you're headed. To creation and controlling creation. But until you perfect control of self, you will not be given the right to create. So we start creating as the child does with the mud pie. We do not create the man from the mud until you can breathe life into him. And your enemies have not been able to breathe life into his mud pies. You will win. Because I intend to win. And you've honored me with your presence. It doesn't mean the world won't hit you. It just means that you can handle it and grow and know. And most of you who feel great loss, even with John, let us look at it. You get into your 80s, you get into your 90s. Look at, what's his face, the sweet one, who is going to celebrate his 100th birthday, Fred. Every year is precious now, probably more precious than it was. And yet, logic and reason says that if things don't change, he has how many years? He's already beyond the average. So you must stop measuring everything, and yet you have to look at what is. And the mind says, well, how much longer does John Schraefer have? He's not really well, and if he's in there, they're not going to feed him right, and so he has less. Is it worth doing something because it's an old man? Yes, because it's the right thing to do. Don't confuse the two. And always know that you're up against an enemy now who can manufacture and reproduce life forms. But he cannot give them life. He can only drain the life from them. So that each replication may be downloaded, but the soul energy is diminished every replica. So you're going to be dealing more and more and more with ones who think they have eternal physical life on this place, because it can continue to be replicated, and they no longer have any emotion about it except, I am, and I am forever, as long as I can keep my replications going. And I can adjust these replications to fit a pattern so that one's looking at me will not say I'm alive.